Shall we turn to the book of Malachi? Malachi chapter 3. Last week we started verse 6. Today we're going to do verse 7. But we're going to read from verse 6 to verse 7. Malachi 3, 6 to 7. Let me read. That's what it says. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, in what way shall we return? When I was studying this, my intention was to go all the way and start talking about tithes and the giving. But I thought it was going to be too much, it was going to be too long, and verse 7 has a message of its own which we could spend time to talk. The message is about God commanding people to return to Him. God is calling people to repentance. In verse 6, last week's message, we saw God revealing Himself to be the everlasting God by making this statement that I am God and I do not change. And we went through many different aspects how God doesn't change. We saw that God is unchanging in His nature. God is unchanging in His character. God is unchanging in His purposes. God is unchanging in His word. God is unchanging in His love and kindness. And finally, we saw that God is unchanging in His judgment. The righteous will inherit the kingdom of God. The ungodly will go to hell. God doesn't change. His judgment is the same. For you to be a child of God, you have to become a child of God. You have to be born again. And that God makes this statement to establish that He is God, to make a difference in our mind, in our understanding that there is one God who is unchanging. And we are creation, we are creatures who change. We are prone to change time after time. There is a difference. God put Himself on a place that He is the Creator. He doesn't change. All the rest of us change time after time. So the difference which we have always to know, we have always to walk with. In verse 7, God turns back to man now by exposing man's changeableness, man's wickedness, and man's unfaithfulness. How man is unfaithful to God and how man is wicked, God exposes the character of man after He has spoken about Himself, that He is unchanging. He goes back to reveal the character of man towards Him. God's relationship with man has never been good. As we know, man always wants to go back. If we go back to time of old, we know that man is in rebellion towards God. Man doesn't want to spend time with God. Man doesn't want to come to God. Man always runs away from God's ordinances and God's commands. As we know in the Old Testament, God gave man the instruction on how man is to live his life. Man had to put God first in his life, in everything man does. Man had to learn the ordinances and also to observe them carefully. God gave him the Ten Commandments. God gave man the law, how man is to live his life, as it is written in Deuteronomy 5:1. Deuteronomy 5:1 says, "Then Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, 'Hear, O Israel, the statutes and ordinances which I am speaking today in your hearing, that you may learn them and observe them carefully.'" God's desire, when God gave the law to people of Israel, when God gave people His ordinances, it was not just, it will just go from one ear to another ear. It was not just for them to know that something exists. God intended that people of Israel should learn those ordinances, those commandments, and they will also observe them carefully, not carelessly, carefully. They will meditate on them, they will know what it means, and they will observe them carefully. We know the ordinances of God, like 10 commandments. People of Israel, the Jews, were living by those 10 commandments time after time. The 4 10 commandments deals with God, man's relationship to God. God is commanding, like it is vertical relationship. And then the sticks are the
horizontal.
How man has to deal with man. Man has to deal with his neighbor. And God put those laws so that people of Israel should know how to live. They should know what God requires of them. But as we know, man's nature is unable to keep all the law of God. Man breaks the law of God time after time. Man goes away from the law of God. Man is prone to fail and to fall. Man is always on the move away from God. Man doesn't want to be close to his Maker. Here we see God makes the same statement here. He turns to man and commands man to return. You know, these people of Israel, these people of Malachi's time, they were brought back from captivity, from Babylon. Ezra and Nehemiah had been there. They've taught them the law of God. They've taught them all the instructions, all the law and ordinances. But what happened was, as man is always in his nature, man runs away. Man forgets the religion of heart. Man starts thinking that they can give offerings, they can give the tithes how they do. It became into religion of doing. Man was just keeping their own rituals. They were doing their religious duties, but their heart was away from God. God knows the heart of man. He turns to them here. He commands them to return to Him. As He says, "Return to me and I will return to you." This is a call of repentance. This is a call of reconciliation. God is calling people to return to Him. Return means repent. It means you're going towards south. When God says return, you start going back. You go towards north. It's you running away from God, and God says return, you turning back to God. This is what He calls these people, because He knows that man, throughout the history of redemptive history, man always falls and man fails. Man goes away, and God, time after time, calls man back to Himself. Because we know that repentance and forgiveness is available to anyone who calls to God with a sincere heart. God is available. He calls anyone to come and repent, to come and have relationship with Him. Anyone who comes with a sincere heart, the heart which is meaning what it says. But as usual, as we see in last part of this verse 7, man is so darkened by sin. Man does not even know that he is away from God. Man doesn't know that something is wrong with me. Man doesn't know that there's anything I can do. Man thinks he is right. As long as man gives his due, man goes to the temple, as man does what he does, man thinks that I am right with God. Man is darkened by sin. Man does know that I have no God in this world and I am without hope. God has to remind man time after time that you are running away from me. The repentance is not one time thing. You have to return to me time after time. You have to repent time after time. Because this shows the character of God, the unchangeableness of God. God's mercy, God's kindness, God's love towards people doesn't change. Man runs away, God calls man back. God commands man because man was created to be close to God, to serve God, to worship God, to have a relationship with God. Man is depraved. Man hates God. Man runs away from God. And this is what happens to the people of Malachi's time. You remember in Garden, in Genesis, Garden of Eden, what happened? God created man and woman, Eve, put them in the garden. God gave man the ordinances, the instruction of what man ought to do, which fruit they had to do and to eat, and which vegetables and what to do was clearly given by God. What happened was man was disobedient. Man ate of the fruit which was forbidden. Woman ate of the fruit which was forbidden by God. And when God came to tell man that, what have you done? When God came to ask Adam, what have you done? Instead of Adam saying that, Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I've disobeyed. God, forgive me. Man doesn't even understand that he's in sin. Man doesn't even know that I'm in this. Man points to the woman. Adam points to Eve. God, I am fine. It's not my fault. It is Eve. God goes to Eve and asks Eve, what have you done? What happens is, Eve again, instead of saying that, Lord, I'm sorry. I sinned. I made a mistake. Forgive me. Eve doesn't see. She's covered in sin. She turns, she passes the blame on the serpent. This has been the story of humanity. Man does know that we are in sin. All mankind today, we think we are good. We think nothing is wrong with us. We think we are in good standing. This shows the sin of a sinfulness of man and unfaithfulness of man. That story has not changed. That story was not only with Adam and Eve in the garden. We see it throughout the Old Testament. We're going to read some scriptures to see that the story of mankind and God has not changed. Man runs away, God calls man. Man runs away, God calls man. Let us read Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. You see what it says. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. This is the story of mankind, the changeable, the man who is unfaithful. He always runs away from God and God turns to man and calls man back. Repent, 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 and repent. Return to me. If you can turn to the book of Joel, book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 13. God is calling again to the people of Israel. He says here, "So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm." We see the same story, generation after generation. God is calling people to himself. Man runs away from God. Man is blind, and God commands man to repent, to turn to him. This is not different from people of Prophet Hosea's time. Hosea 14:1. It says, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity." Time after time, man runs away from God. Man doesn't want to have a relationship with God. Man is a sinner. Man is unfaithful. Man is broken. Man runs away from God. And book of Isaiah 31:6, this is what the Bible says. "Return to him from whom you have deeply defected, O sons of Israel." We see the Lord makes it clear here that man's problem is not to turn deeply to the religion or to rituals, to church or to society or to different things. Man is to return to God, because it's from God man is deeply defected. Man is gone away from God. This is the problem of humanity. This is the problem of you and I. This is the problem of people of old. They had run away from God. They had defected from God. And this is the message we have even today in New Testament. Man runs away from God. People in the world call people to different things. Call people to church. Call people to societies. Call people to some clubs. Call people to different things. Or people say that you can find, turn to yourself, you can find the positive in yourself. The problem with man is that man is defected from God. Man has broken the relationship with God. Man is in rebellion with God. This continues in New Testament. If you turn to, with me to the book of Matthew 3:1-2. Matthew 3:1-2, we see the same story. It says, "In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Same thing happened time after time. When God sends his prophet, when God speaks about man, God establishes that my relationship with man is broken. For me to have a relationship, for me to begin even with man, man has to return to me. Man has to repent. Man has to leave his wicked ways. Man has to come back to me. It's not different from when our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, and when he began his ministry. The Bible says in Matthew 4:17, it says that from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When Christ came to preach, he went to the heart of religion. He went to the heart of the problem of man. Man has gone astray. Man is gone, doing his own work. Man is not where he's supposed to be. Mankind has run away from God. Mankind do what is right in their own eyes. Mankind is so blinded by the sin, don't know that they need the Savior. This is the story which continues again in the New Testament, Acts 2:3-32. Peter is talking to the people of his time. He goes on to say here, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let everyone of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" This is, time after time, the problem of man. God, who is unchanging, calls man to repentance, calls man to return to Him. And we see here, even Apostle Paul, when he came, he didn't have a different message. Man's problem didn't change. Man's problem didn't just disappear. Man didn't become a better person. Man still had the same problem. You and I still had the same problem. Apostle Paul in Acts 20:21 says, "I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ." Man is called back time after time to return to themselves, not to return to the club, to work, not to return to the traditions, not to return to the customs. Man is called to where man belongs, is to turn to God. As we've seen in Catechism, which we are doing, the chief end of man. The chief end of man. God has created man to have a relationship with Him. And this is the message of generations. This is the message of ages. This is the message for the old, the message for the young. This is the message for anyone who has ever lived. The message has not changed. The means have not changed. They're still the same message. Man is to remember. The message of reconciliation. God commands man to reconcile with Him. A sheep cannot live without a shepherd. God knows that. The Bible calls us sheep. And the Bible knows that we are sheep. We cannot survive without a shepherd. God, time after time, calls people to Himself. This same message did not stop only with Apostle Paul. This is the message which was preached by Charles Spurgeon. This is the message which was preached by Lloyd Jones. This is the message which was preached by John Calvin, John Knox, Tyndall, and all the great preachers. They preached the same message of man's problem is man is separated from God. Man runs away from God. Man is in rebellion towards God. God is calling people of Malachi's time, "Return to me and I will return to you." A call to repentance. A call to that man has to know his place. Man has to come close to his Savior. Man has to come back close to his Maker. You and I have a place where we belong. It's not in our home. The place where we belong is not at good jobs. The place where we belong is not clubs and other things. Where we belong, where God intended us to be, is to be closer to Him, to have a relationship with Him, to be reconciled to Him, to be friends of God, to be children of God. That's what God has called us to be. This message is to be preached today among God's people. This message is to be preached outside of church. Everywhere we have to preach this same message. Why? Because mankind has not changed. The problem of man has not changed. Man's problem is not psychology. Man's problem is not to have more gadgets. Man's problem is not to go and start planning to go to March. Man's problem is not to only think about climate change and stuff. Man's problem is to return to God, to have a relationship with God. That's the problem. We hear time after time, you've heard this, people saying that, I've been searching, and then I found music. And then I found it old, and that was it. I've been searching, and then I found my husband, that was it. You know, I felt something was missing, and then I did this, and then I'm fine. That's lies. That's lies of the devil. Our satisfaction is only found when we have a relationship with our Maker, our God. When we are at right place, when we have a relationship with Him. Man without God is nothing, is emptiness. I listened to radio one of these days, and I heard a lady who was giving devotion on Radio Vega. She says that for many years she's been searching. There have been emptiness in her. There was a vacuum of emptiness, of desires in her time after time. For many years she's been looking. She went to do different stuff. But 2006, she knew what was missing, but she didn't know Christ. She didn't have any relationship with Him. When she became born again, when she became a child of God, that emptiness was filled. Christ became a hole in all. She feels happy today. She feels content today because she found God a Savior. Last week, I was talking to a lady who was in the same situation. She told me how she feels. She told us, she was with us, me and my wife listened to this. She told us about how empty she feels. There is a desire in her to do a lot of things, but she does all those things and nothing satisfies her. She has a husband. She has children. She has a job. Everything seems to be. She has friends. But there is emptiness in her. And I told her that that emptiness is you need God in your life. She says, I know. That's why I've started going to church. And I said, continue going to church. One day you will find. But at the same time, you have to search God. You have to read the Word of God yourself. You have to pray to God. You have to talk to God. Don't be ashamed to say that I pray to God, as you said here, that I call somebody higher than me. Say that I cry to God when I have problem. Give Him a name because He's called God. And we went on to talk. I told her that this is what happens in this world. People are empty. People have a vacuum. People go around without God. They fill it with different hobbies. They fill it with different things. They think that they are satisfying themselves. But they are getting deeper and deeper in the sin and further away from God. This is the problem. This is the story, the greatest story of the world. Man's position, man's character, man's nature. Man is unfaithful. Man runs away from God and he doesn't seek God. As the Bible says, no one seeks God, not even one. At the same time, God is calling us to repentance. God is calling us to leave our wicked ways. God is calling us to have a relationship with Him. That is anyone who has ever lived. Anyone in Finland, anyone in Jakobstad or Leuven, anyone, any place At this time, anyone who has ever lived, the message is the same. Return to God. Repent. You may be sitting here and asking yourself, how can I return to God? As people of Malachi asked here, in what way shall we return? In what way? You don't see the problem with yourself. You don't see this, your sinful nature. You don't see that you are separated from your Maker. You don't see that you are doing the duty you were commanded to do. You don't see that you are breaking the law of God time after time. You are not keeping His law and requirement. And you are not learned, you have not learned His commandment, His ordinances. You are not observing them. You are blinded. You are a blind person. You don't see. But there is a way back to God. People of Malachi were living in the shadow. By this time, God has just announced to them that was going to send the Messiah was going to come. It took 400 years for them to see that Messiah, and most of them were dead by then. And when Jesus came, you know that the Pharisees, the Pharisaic system had gone in. Man had replaced the call of God of turning to God with rituals, with ceremonies, with different kind of things, instead of turning to God in repentance. You may be in the same situation. You have built your own system, thinking that this will bring me to God. Maybe you've gone back, start practicing your tradition. You are so, what can I say? You are so determined to fulfill the law of the country, of your tradition. You do everything according to your tradition, to the customs. You think you can do anything to come back to God on your own power. Or you are confused, you don't know how to come back to God, as many are. Some go to India to meet a guru who tells them all the nonsense. Or go in this lake and wash yourself, you come closer to God. And you go there and you drown and die, as it happens time after time. Or have something on your arm. You see, in South Africa, we have many Hindus who have some strings on their arm. They think that's protection. Nonsense. The Zulus have skins of animal. They slaughter an animal, and then they eat the meat and the sacrifices to the ancestors. And they say the words, they think that the ancestor will protect them. They have that skin on them, on the arm. That this is protection. In Europe, we know that there are many people who are just thinking that they can just be good, moral people. As long as I don't kill, as long as I don't do bad things, I am fine with God. If you return to God, are you wondering how can you return back to God? There is only one way back to God, is by repentance through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to come back to God? Come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Come through the work He did on Calvary. We are not living in the shadow. We are not living in the time of Malachi, who didn't have any idea of the Messiah, how Messiah was going to be. We're living in the shadow. We are living in reality. We have read the word of Jesus Christ, as it says here, in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The way is clear. The way is made closer. The way back to God is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Clear, open, the way is open. As the Bible said, that He will not turn away anyone who calls to Him. There is a way to God, and that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. The world will tell you of different things, of the gurus. The world will tell you of the Buddhism, of yoga, of meditation, of doing good by trying. No! No, that's lie of the devil. The way to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. He made the way open to God. What you do, you have to do is to repent and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon His name. You'll be saved, as the Bible says. Stop searching where from left to right. Look to Jesus Christ. He is the way to God. Return to God and I return to you. Return to me and I return to you. Paul says in Romans, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Salvation is available. The way back to God is available. God commands you and I to repent. And we who have repented, who are the children of God, it's not one time thing. And saying that, you know, I was in the bush somewhere, then I repented and turned to God and that's it. Are you repenting today? You know your nature. You are unfaithful. You know your nature. You're always trying to run away from God. But if you are sitting here, you don't know Christ. If you are sitting here, you don't know how to return back to God. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And He says, no one comes to the Father except through me. No one returns to God by any other means. No one turns to God by any other formula. No one turns to God by any other method. There's only one way back to God is through repentance. Is by repentance through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As He says, return to me and I will return to you. Repent. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Acknowledge that you are lost. Acknowledge that you are enemy of God. You are outside of commonwealth of God. You are not a child of God. Accept that you are a child of the devil. Accept that you are a child of destruction, the child of disobedience. Accept that you are enemy of God. That's where it begins. That's where it begins. Accept that all your good works are filthy rags. There is no goodness in you. There's no ability in you that you can turn to God. Admit that. That's the first beginning. If you are fooling yourself that there is some golden card you can pull out before God, or there's something good in you, you are fooling yourself. You are digging the hole deeper and deeper. You are busy causing yourself, you are running away even further to God than you would have been. There is a way to God, to return to God. There is one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. There was only one man who lived a life, a perfect life, who could give his life as a sacrifice, and the only sacrifice God could accept. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not me. It's not Moses. It's not Noah. It's not your grandfather, even though you could have been a good person. His sacrifice is nothing. Filth as it could be. But only one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're living in New Testament. We know all this. But people are still looking for some other ways. People are still looking to be told that you are fine instead of seeing themselves as being sinners. Do you see yourself for who you are? Are these things coming so close to your heart, knowing that if I die today, I have no relationship with God. My destiny will be separation from God. I will spend time in hell. Does it come so closer to you? Or are they just history? Do you find comfort in some other people's words? Do you have your own identity in Christ? What is your identity in Christ? Let me ask you that question. That's the question we have to ask ourselves now. What is my identity in Christ? Do you have any? Return to me and I will return to you. There is a promise here. God will return to those who return to Him. You may be asking, what are the benefits of returning to God and God returning to us? What are the benefits in reconciling with God through the Lord Jesus Christ? We become children of God. We become born again. When we come to God in repentance, when we come to God weeping, acknowledging that we are sinners, we are lost, we have no hope. When we come to God crying, begging, save me, He takes us. He washes us. He makes us His children. We become the children of obedience. And we have hope. We have hope. People in this world don't have hope. They don't have hope. They live in maybe. They live in we foresee or we will see. There's no assurance among the people of this world. When we become a children of God, when we are reconciled with God, we have joy. We have joy. Christians, people who have reconciled with God, they have joy that they have God as their God. They have come to the right place. They are in Christ. We have freedom in Christ. We have freedom in Christ when we come to God. When we turn to God, we have freedom. We are closer to the one who gives us freedom. We are being restored. There is restoration in reconciling with God. We are being restored. Some come to God broken. Some come to go back to God with no identity. Miss nobody, confused. They've been maybe in drugs. They've been in drinking. They've been in debauchery. They've been really bad people. When God comes to them, when they return to God, when God returns to them, He brings restoration to them. They have a new nature, new character, new identity. People who hate them start loving them. God puts them in a family, a church, where they become dear brother or dear sister. People are loved. There is benefits when we come to God. We find peace. Christ is the Prince of Peace. When we come close, when we become His friends, when we become children of God, we have peace in Him. Peace which the world don't have. Peace which the world doesn't have. People in the world are worrying all the time for small things. They have no peace, but we have peace in God. We can say it is well with our soul because we are children of God. And there is satisfaction when we come, we reconcile with God. When God becomes our portion, when we turn to God and return to us, we have satisfaction. Content people, that's the character of God's people. We have to be content people. Satisfaction. There's no empty room. There's no empty vacuum in our lives. We are satisfied because we are closer to our God. We have all the blessings. We have God is our God. What are we going to miss? What do you lack if you are in Christ? And turning to God is fulfillment. We feel accomplished. We know that we have identity. We are not living by people's credits to us, by people's good words, and by people's liking us. We are fulfilled in Christ. You can't become more, you can't become less. God's love is enough. He loves you the way you are. People hate you. Which is more common? They will hate you if you stand for Christ. But you won't give up. And there is eternal life. That is the greatest gift ever. But when you turn to God, you have eternal life in God. You know that when you die, if this body collapses, when the time comes, when you die, you will be with your Maker. You will be with your God. You will go and meet Moses. You will meet Peter. You will meet Paul. You will meet the Lord Jesus Christ. You will be friend of God when you die. You meet David. That's the guy I want to see. That's the guy I want to see. How did you do that, dude? How did you do it? To see John the Apostle, Apostle of Love. There are benefits in God. If you are in Christ today, know that you have this benefit. If you have returned to God, there are benefits, and see them as your portion. See them as your portion. And if you are not a Christian today, if you have not returned to God, know that all these things are not your promises. You don't have them. You don't have peace, you don't have joy, you are not fulfilled. You have an empty vacuum in you. You have no eternal life. Death is your hand, and you're going to hell to be tortured with devil and his agents or angels. Return to me and I will return to you. I remember when God started opening my own heart. When God started doing things in my own life as a young man. When He was calling me. I remember my eyes being open to who I was. My life being open to be the wicked person. To be the person separated from God. To see that every effort, even though I was on the best time of my life, all those things were filth, were nothing. They were failures. That's exactly the word, failures. My success was failures in the eyes of God. Filth. When He started opening that, when the desire starts coming in my life that there's something happening, there's something different. When my best friends were not best friends anymore, I didn't have anything to do with them anymore. When my desires changed overnight and I want something else. What a day was it when I called to the Lord, when I realized that I was a sinner, when I turned to God, knowing that I was a rebel. I was living in disobedience. Religion couldn't save me. Rituals couldn't save me. Being part of a Christian family, I say it loosely, couldn't save me. When I realized that the call is that I will return to God. I return to my roots. What a day that was. And then to go to my knees, cry to God, knowing that today is the day of my salvation. Today, I am a child of God. Today, my sins are forgiven. I have no sin anymore, that in the way that all my sins have been put on Christ. He's carrying my sins. I am justified today. What a day that was! wanted to finally find peace, knowing that I am redeemed today. What a day that was. And what continued after that? The guy who was rude, the guy who was fighting, the guy who was swearing, for the first time, his conscience started working. The conscience started working. What a joy was it to know that I am a child of God. God is my portion. God is my Savior. God is my God. God is my Father. What a day to know that I don't have to perform. Christ in me brings joy. Christ in me brings satisfaction. Christ in me brings all that I need. He is all that I need. I have all the blessings. What a feeling that was. I know most of us here, some of us here, have gone through the same situation. When the burden of sin has been put on your heart, you see that you are running away from God. You have no relationship with God. And when God saved you, how wonderful your life was. How relieved were you? What joyful day that was when you know that as a lost sheep, you are brought back to your Maker, to your Master. Knowing that you are where you belong to be. What security? There is benefits in coming to Christ. There is benefits coming to God. It's where you belong. It's where there is peace, where there is satisfaction. The people of this world will give you all the formulas. They will give you all the rituals. Will give you all the things they can give you. None of those things will last forever. Will satisfy, will quench your thirst. There is one who can quench your thirst. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one, the living water, the source of all living water. God, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way to God. That's the way to God. Return to me and I will return to you. What a joy is it to know that my sins are forgiven. What a joy to know that Jesus Christ, He is my portion. What a joy to know that He is my delight, He is my treasure, He is my hope, He is my Lord, He is my King. He is my help, He is my life, He is my friend, He is my God. What a joy that is. And that joy can be yours. That same assurance can be yours if you return to God. That's what you have to do. Nothing else. You have to return to God. I'm not here to tell you that go and do this and do that. Go and do this. No. Return to God. And how do you return to God? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. By acknowledging that you are a sinner. By acknowledging that you are separated from God. Know your status now. Repent. Cry to God. Cry to God, beg for mercy. Beg for mercy. He will not cast you away. Knowing that I am a child of God, I have the freedom. I have the joy to sing with the saints of old who sang like when Christ shall come with a shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow with humble adoration, and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. I look to eternity, because I have a good relationship with God. I look to eternity, the day the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. I don't look back to my death. I don't look back to tomorrow. I look to the day the Lord Jesus Christ comes and takes me home. And there's no question mark. It's what joy shall fill my heart. Only those who are in Christ, those who have returned to God, have that joy in the heart. The joy fills the heart. Enemies of God have trouble when they think of death, when they think of second coming of Christ, when they think of judgment. They reject it. They have no peace. Only God's people, only those who have returned to God have peace. When they think of second coming, when they think of death, the joy comes in them. If you're a child of God here, this is the promise. This is your portion. This is your treasure. You are home. You are close to your Father. When every time you think of second coming, of death, think of joy, think of glory. Because you have returned home. You are a friend of God. And this is only for those who are in Christ. But those who are not in Christ, every time you think of this, think of your misery. Let it torture you until you return to God. Let it be a torturer until you return to God. Turn to God. Turn to God. Is Christ your portion today? Have you returned to God today? Are you a child of God today? There is only one way to God. God calls all men throughout this world, throughout all generations, ages, to return to Him. Jesus' message was, repent. Repent and believe in God. Repent and believe. Turn to God and have eternal life. Be a child of God. This is the message of you and I. This is the message of anyone who has lived. We have a great news to tell people in this new year. Tell people to return to God. You have heard. God is calling. God is calling. Return to me and I will return to you. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the clarity of your word as it is put. We know that there's only one way to you. It's through your Son Jesus Christ. How simple is that? How clear is that? Father, at the same time, we know that the people in the world, their minds, their understanding is darkened by Satan, by their own sins. Father, they don't see, they're looking for righteousness from themselves. They're looking for the way to God within themselves, within creation, instead of looking to the Creator, the God of the universe. Father, we pray that you will open the eyes of the people as you did with Lydia, when you open her heart and her understanding to start seeing. As you open my own heart to see that I was a sinner, I was a bad person, I was on my way to hell. Father, you opened, you pointed me to Christ. Father, Christ became my portion. Christ became my joy. Christ became my redeemer. Father, pray for my brothers and sisters here, the saints, that you will be their portion. You will be their redeemer. You will give them a gift of repentance. They will turn to you in repentance and faith, trust in you and receive eternal life. We pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.